Most of the Midwest is still poised to be impacted by a significant storm system this weekend, especially the lower parts of the region. We're expecting the system to begin impacting the region as we go through the evening and overnight tonight. The storm system promises to produce 1 to 3 inches of moisture across Kentucky and portions of neighboring Tennessee, southeastern Missouri, extreme southernmost sections of Illinois, and southernmost Indiana. The storm system will also have a potential to produce an impressive band of freezing rain, sleet, and snow just to the north of the heavy rain region, and we'll likely see some power outages possibly in some of the areas where they have the greatest ice accumulation. Heavy snows will then occur from portions of northern Missouri into parts of Ohio and southeastern sections of Michigan. Accumulations will get into multiple inches across this region, 4 to 8 inches, maybe some local totals getting upwards to 10 inches or more will be possible. It all depends on how quickly the storm system moves. Right now it's advertised to be a fairly quick event, but there's still potential that it will have a big impact for at least 24 hours across these areas. Livestock stress is expected to be pretty significant as well, and we will see warmer air moving across the region, but don't get too set on that and get comfortable with it, because there will be a bitter cold air mass coming in after the storm system abates from the region, and we'll be right back to this bitter cold environment we've seen in recent days. Temperatures this morning dropped to minus 19 degrees at Frankfort, Kentucky. That matches the minus 19 that occurred the day before at Cape Girardeau, Missouri. These are certainly impressive anomalies. They are not representative of the temperatures in the region, but certainly setting records for the area. With temperatures mostly this morning were in the positive negative single digits across a big part of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Quite a bit warmer out to the west, with teens and some lower 20s being noted in the western fringes of the Corn Belt, with Missouri and Kansas probably a bit warmer than the rest of the region. Winds are switching around to the south here today. There's a little bit of light snowfall occurring across the upper portions of the Midwest, but it's not likely to be a major event. The big focus of energy is the storm system that comes up here this weekend. That system will take the headlines, I'm sure, as we move from Saturday into Sunday. After that passes, we will see those temperatures getting bitterly cold across the Midwest again, and that will dominate the region Sunday and Monday. And then another warm-up will likely take place. One last little surge of cold air will come into the region from Tuesday into Wednesday, produce again some light snowfall as it comes into the region, but temperatures behind it will not be quite as impressive as these two previous cold air surges, but we'll still have temperatures below average across a big part of the region. Our lowest temperatures across the area as we move forward through these next few days will probably be most impressive as we get into Sunday and Monday. During that time period, negative teens and some negative 20s will occur in the uppermost parts of the Midwest. Negative single-digit readings will occur across the area from Missouri and parts of Iowa into portions of Ohio, and we'll look for that to be repeated again possibly on Tuesday morning in the easternmost sections of the region. After that, a temporary warm-up will occur early next week, but we'll turn right around and have another cold day or two Wednesday or Thursday of next week as that last system starts to come through the region. Our highest temperatures over the next few days will actually occur as we get involved with that storm system tomorrow. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow afternoon running mostly in the 30s and 40s across a fair amount of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, but that's a one-day event. We'll likely see temperatures only in the single digits and teens as we get into Sunday and possibly Monday. Down in South America, everything is still tranquil. It looks like improving weather will occur in center west and center south Brazil, where it's been very wet the past couple of weeks. Much better conditions for harvest progress will occur as a result of the drier bias, but it won't last long. More rain is coming up late next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.